Abbott & Gifford Walk, Heritage and Landscape. Abbott & Gifford got its name from the River Avon and the family of Gifford, lords of the manor in Norman times. Walter Gifford came across with William the Conqueror. At least three manors within the parish were recorded in the Domesday Book in 1086, Avertone, Heathfield and Stadbury. St Andrew's Church was completed in 1250. In 1943, the church received a direct hit in a bombing raid by German planes. The Luftwaffe pilots had intended a harassment attack on nearby Lodiswell, but lost their bearings and targeted Abbott & Gifford by mistake. Four bombs were dropped on the village, one of which also destroyed the rectory. The church was restored in 1957. Behind each of the 144 bosses in the church ceiling is a coin put there by the craftsman who helped rebuild it. The first stream above which you walk, through the fields beyond Little Coombe, used to power the town mill and becomes Parsonsbrook a little further downstream. The second stream on the walk, flowing beneath Alleran Bridge, divides the parishes of Lodiswell and Abbott & Gifford. The bridge itself is Grade 2 listed. The agriculture which shapes the landscape in the area has changed very much in recent years. 135 acres of orchard were recorded in Abbott & Gifford Parish in 1842, almost all of which now have been grubbed up. The traditional brown South Devon cattle have largely been replaced by modern breeds and dairy herds by beef cattle. Of 30 milking herds in the parish in the 1950s, only four remain. This walk follows several green lanes. Green lanes are ancient ways that were once trading, droving and smuggling routes. They would also have been used at one time by the people trying to avoid the tolls imposed on the main turnpike roads. Many of the area's green lanes have fallen into disrepair over the years, becoming eroded and overgrown. However, initiatives in recent times have helped halt the slide and restore them for future use.